You're listening to View from the Couch, a podcast about TV, movies, DVD, and just about anything from parents with children. And now, your hosts, Kent and Michelle. Welcome to View from the Couch for Wednesday, March the 9th.
And we need to just, we've been remiss in something here, and I need to just do a little shout out here.
Or in my case, remister.
Yes. We missed Justin Bieber's birthday.
Did we?
Yes. It was March 1st. So I apologize. You know, I know you probably, your feelings are really hurt because you listen to the show all the time, I'm sure. So there you go.
Oh, are you talking to Justin now?
I am.
Wow.
Yeah, me and him are like this.
Oh, Michelle holds up two independent fingers on two independent hands about a foot apart. So apparently not close.
Yeah.
So those internet rumors are not true.
Not at all.
What is going on? What is happening? It is the middle, almost the middle of March, not quite. Still about 15 feet of snow outside our house.
Yes.
But it's warming up. It's supposed to be plus, what, 3, plus 5 on the weekend? That's not bad at all for this time of year.
It's supposed to get nicer.
So a little bit more seasonable temperatures, as they say.
And it is birthday season, speaking of seasons.
Is it birthday?
Aside from celebrities.
Yeah.
My niece is going to have birthday tomorrow, and my dad is having a birthday on Friday.
Wow. Are they just having them, or they have them this time every year?
Yeah, same time every year.
Randomly chose to have them this week?
No.
Today, when we're recording, which is actually Tuesday, it is International Women's Day today, so...
Yay, women!
To my international women, where you know who you are. No. To my wife, my daughter... My mother is no longer with us. You know.
Your dogs.
You know who you are. Both my dogs. A couple of houndy girls. Right? And she's trying to lick my face as we speak. And I mean the dog, not Michelle.
Bella, go lie down.
So, go lie down. So we ended up with a bit of a Western motif in our house the last little while. I have been playing the pants off of Red Dead Redemption. It's been my unwinding man cave experience. So I've been playing it every night and for a couple hours, usually Saturday morning. So I'm really no good. I'm one of those no-account husbands that you don't want to have.
Yeah.
Oh.
The dishes are piling up and
kids are
neglected.
No, the key is you just buy new dishes. You don't have to wash anything. We used paper plates for a while, but that didn't go down too well.
Actually, to our lovely surprise,
yes,
our children have been doing the dishes the last 3 mornings.
So we shouldn't mention the fact that that means supper dishes have been sitting in the sink.
Yeah.
We do have a dishwasher beyond our children. We actually have a powered electrical dishwasher. But, you know, I think by the end of the day and by the time supper is made and supper is consumed... And kids are put to bed. Stuff just gets left.
No one has energy anymore.
No, so the kids have been doing some of that. Well, big thank you to my good friend Michael Staley from DVD Verdict, who has... I just got a title in the mail today, actually, from him to review. And it included a T-shirt, Lord of the Rings T-shirt. It says Baggins something. I can't remember.
Discount?
It's like a promotional advertisement kind of shirt for a Baggins gift shop of some kind. Best wares on Middle Earth, it says, something like that. So thank you very much, Michael, for the gift. That's very thoughtful. Now that he and I are above 40, as we like to say, you know, there isn't so much you want anymore. So just a thoughtful gift like that, that... He took time to think about it. He took time to think, hey, he'd get a kick out of this. There you go. So thanks very much, Michael. Very thoughtful.
He was really excited when he opened the package, by the way.
I was very excited. I thought, how
just
kind.
Throwing that out there. So and it's a really cool shirt.
It is a very cool shirt. And green looks so good on me.
Yes.
With my skin tone
it's
and so on.
It's the perfect color.
You know, my albinism. And speaking of that, I just... finished that round of antibiotics for my bronchitis sinus infection thing and got over that, started to feel better, and then my antibiotics ran out on Friday, and then by Sunday afternoon I felt like crap again. So we got new antibiotics on Monday, which are more powerful, and I take them once a day, one tablet once a day, You don't really need my prescription history, but whatever. And it said on it, may cause dizziness, which I have been experiencing. Mm-hmm. And also she said, well, you need to be kind of careful being in the sun. So essentially I'll have to be nocturnal because I already need to be careful in the sun. So thanks for adding that on.
Well, there really isn't much sun to speak of, and what there is, you're not going to see it because it's too cold to be outside for any length of time.
That's true.
So I think you'll be okay.
That's true.
If it were the middle of summer, I'd be a little more worried.
Could be. So Red Dead Redemption, it is, came out in May last year, PS3, Xbox 360 game, kind of a successor to the 2004 PS2 game Red Dead Revolver. It's an open format game. So basically, while there are missions and things that you need to do and things you need to explore in the game, you can kind of run around and do whatever you want. You can track animals. You can rescue people from bandits. You can do all sorts of stuff. So it's a lot of fun. A lot of fun. I'm just too cheap. So when games come out at $60, I'm not paying $60 for a game. I'm just not. So I picked it up from Best Buy online right around Boxing Day in Canada. So I think it was $30. So I have gotten insane entertainment value out of this thing.
Excellent.
So there you go. Lots of fun, beautifully done, great voice acting. Not for children, because it's funny because I think Connor or Emily said one of their friends at school or a few of their friends at school play it, or their parents play it while they're, I don't know. But it's rough. The language is rough. Very rough.
It's Old West.
Yeah, it's like you might experience a dinner party at the Sheen residence, for example.
Yeah.
Something along those lines.
I need to mention something about that.
Yeah, we'll talk about Chuck in a minute. So it's a fantastic game. Well worth the money. If you like Western themes, even if you don't like Western themes and just like great stories and great video games, Red Dead Redemption is awesome. And I just realized last night when I was playing a bit, I have tons to play still. I just got through a big part of the game, but there's still a lot more to be played. And then there's downloadable content for, I think it's $10, called Undead Nightmare. So it's Red Dead Redemption characters set in the same world, but all zombified.
No, really?
So that'd be very fun. Huh. So there you go, Red Dead Redemption. Very fun. Great music, great voice acting, beautiful to look at. It's just gorgeous. Great sound. It's just a great all-around game, and I'm not the first person to say that, because it ranks 95% on just about everybody's list out there. 95% rating. It's just about a perfect game. So there you go.
Cool.
His apparently recent stats that about 2 million units in the combined months of May and June last year. 2 million copies of this game in 2 months.
Were sold?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Crazy. Anyway, you were looking at me like you wanted to say something.
Oh, I just heard on the radio the other day that BioWare just released another new game, but I can't remember what it was called.
Mass Effect 2? Does that ring a bell?
Yeah, that could be it. Yeah.
Mass Effect 2, the sequel to one of their huge games, ironically called Mass Effect.
Right.
And as everybody knows, BioWare, based in our own Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, doing very well for themselves. They were absorbed by EA a few years ago. And I have a few good friends who've actually worked for BioWare. I don't know anyone who's still there, but a few people who've worked for them, so kind of cool.
Yeah.
And I actually did a voice audition for one of their games a few years ago, and lucky that I got the audition, because not everybody gets that chance, but I didn't get it, so.
That was too bad.
Yeah. Maybe one day.
So today, the guy, online guy on my station that I like to listen to was talking about Charlie Sheen.
Online? On air?
On air, I meant, right. He was talking about how, I guess, yesterday he was photographed wandering around on a roof drinking out of a bottle.
Weird.
And on the bottle it said dragon blood or something.
Okay. I heard something about that on the station I listen to, which is different from Michelle's. They were saying a couple of days ago he said he was all full of dragon blood or something. So I don't know what that
is. Yeah, but you
he's
know,
insane.
Well, you know what? This guy was made a good point. He said, in the picture that I have of him, he's not actually drinking out of the bottle. His thumb is covering the opening, and he's pretending to drink. And he said, so that makes me wonder, what else is he pretending? And then he said, he had, supposedly, what he called a Michael J. Fox clause in his contract for
Two and a Half Men.
Because apparently he has been fired.
Yes, I was going to say that.
Yes.
He was fired.
So... But he has this Michael J. Fox clause, which is what Michael J. Fox had with Spin City, where the clause stated that if he was to quit the show for any reason, he still had to get paid if they wanted to continue making it.
Wow.
So apparently Charlie Sheen has this clause with Two and a Half Men. So he will get paid now, even though he's been fired.
Wow.
So now he said, it makes you wonder if all of this is a sham in order to get fired. Because he's going to get paid whether he's on the show or not.
He's a piece of work. That's all I can say.
Yeah.
And he knows he's a piece of work. So. And if you're not following him on Twitter, do it. It might be entertaining.
Are you?
No. Oh, wait a minute. Maybe I am now. Just out of curiosity. It's kind of fun to watch a train wreck in action. Speaking of Twitter, View from the Couch is now on Twitter. We are ViewFTCouch. On Twitter. So at ViewFTCouch. And I am endeavoring to tweet as much as I can. So
I am not.
No, she is not. And also, I just posted the new movie trailers for Kung Fu Panda 2 and Puss in Boots on viewfromthecouch.com. So make sure you pop over there and check those out. They look fun. They look fun. I'm excited. There you have it.
So we decided to go with a Western theme this week.
We did.
You've been enjoying Red Dead Redemption so much. You came up with the idea to watch 310 to Yuma.
Yes.
So it's interesting how before you see a movie, the title means nothing to you. It's just a title.
Sure.
And then once you've seen the movie, just saying the title evokes an emotional feeling.
What about, say, Jaws?
Exactly.
That doesn't mean anything to you?
Yeah, I've seen the movie.
No, but I mean before you saw it. If you heard the word Jaws, what'd you think?
Well, you knew it meant sharks.
It's about an orthodontist.
But you didn't really get... I don't know. It starts to encapsulate the whole movie.
Okay.
So you get that feeling that you get when you have watched the movie, when you hear the title.
The title then takes on...
Does this not happen to you?
The title takes on then the whole story and the whole mood that you experienced and whether you like the movie or not.
Yeah.
It's like a snapshot.
Yes.
Okay.
Does it not do the same for you?
I don't know. Phantom Menace. I get a little nauseated. Just slightly. No actual vomiting.
Okay, how about Lord of the Rings?
But that's so much more, though. Because that takes me back to my childhood when I remember I had little action figures of all the Fellowship.
Okay, how about Terminator?
But I guess what I'm saying about Lord of the Rings is that it encompasses a lot.
I know.
So the movies, the books.
So what about Terminator, then?
Oh.
See, doesn't that give you a feeling when you hear that word?
Where do That's I what even I'm start? Saying. Gotcha.
I don't need to
No,
hear.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
Okay, good. So now, anyway.
International Women's Day, ladies and gentlemen.
When I hear 310 to Yuma, I feel sad.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
When I hear Phantom Menace, I feel sad. I feel sad and cheap. And used.
And betrayed.
Yeah, betrayed, exactly.
That's how I feel, and I'm not even a big fan.
Yeah.
Dear
George, thanks for a whole bucket of nothing.
Yeah.
Except for Darth Maul.
If you have or have not seen 310 to Yuma,
they
depend on how you feel about that title.
It leaves at approximately 310.
Going to Yuma.
For Yuma.
It does.
Apparently we suddenly had an epiphany as we were watching. I think you said at one point, where would this be set? And I said,
where do you think they filmed
this? And I said, I don't know, maybe Nevada or... And then about... probably 5 minutes later, well, not even that long, maybe a minute or two later, I suddenly went, wow, we're really stupid because Yuma is in Arizona. So,
but see, I don't know my capital cities of the U.S., so I didn't know that. So I had no reason to feel stupid.
Well,
It still meant nothing to me until the movie was over, and then I felt sad.
You climbed on board my 310 train to Stupid Town.
So, yeah. Basically, it's a Western.
It stars Gladiator and Batman.
Yes, and Maximus. It takes place in the Old West. Did I say that already?
Arizona, yeah.
Ironically.
Because
it's a Western. Right. Late 19th century is when it's set. Dan Evans, played by Christian Bale, who is a rancher not doing all so swell. And also a veteran of the Civil War.
Yes.
Yeah. He ends up helping bring an outlaw to justice.
The
basically.
Man who owns the land his ranch is on, that he leases it from, has dammed up the river, so their cattle are starving, their land is dry.
Yes, he set his barn on fire. They're trying to get him off the land because the railway's coming through and his land is worth more if they sell it to the railway.
With them off it.
Yeah. But he kind of ends up, like I said, bringing this outlaw to justice.
Yep.
And that is where the sadness ensues.
Yes. Some fantastic acting in it. Of course, Russell Crowe and Christian Bale are excellent. Peter Fonda is in it, and I pegged him right away. That was cool to see Peter in it.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it's Ben Foster who plays, kind of Russell Crowe's henchman, like his kind of second in command, and he does a great job. He was in, he was also in 30 Days of Night, and played the kind of nutty guy who comes wandering in to town before the vampires come and wreak havoc. Marco Beltrami did the music. The music is really cool, really, really cool. Lionsgate film, really quite enjoyable. Does it rank with, like, let's see, what are some of my favorite Westerns? Silverado, Unforgiven, Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, Dances with Wolves, kinda, Tombstone. Those are some of my favorite Westerns. Does it rank up there with those? I would say yes. I would say overall it's quite enjoyable. It's very, very much a Western in the traditional sense. Lots of horses, lots of guns, lots of shooting, lots of guitar, lots of dry desert. Some of the cinematography is absolutely amazing, just stunning and beautiful. Just really, really features the land. And really, you know, it's kind of neat because as you're thinking of the fact that this is a contemporary production, this film, obviously, where they've set it is, you know, just really immediately takes you back to this era. And, you know, which is ironic in a way because they're shooting it in modern times, but the landscape is the same as it was then. So, you know, it instantly takes you back to...
I wonder how hard they had to look to find areas of the state that were empty enough to shoot in.
Well,
I don't know how populated Arizona is.
Well, there's lots of, you know, open desert areas and lots of mountainous regions. And, you know, there's a lot of steps and kind of rocky terrain.
Do you think
it
was actually filmed there?
I don't honestly know.
I'm going to try and see.
So, what did you think of it overall?
Well, it was not unusual, but unpredictable. It didn't, I mean, I guess like most West, maybe it wasn't unpredictable. Maybe I just haven't seen a Western in a long time.
Okay.
Because mostly in Westerns, people die. Right? I guess?
Yeah.
So, I guess it wasn't that unpredictable, really.
Something that's a little bit nauseating. Tom Cruise at one point expressed interest in starring as the villain in the film. Could you have pictured that? Tom Cruise instead of Russell Crowe?
No, not so much.
Tom Cruise... Sorry, Tom.
He's too slick.
Well, Tom Cruise isn't a man's man. He's not a rugged kind of guy. He's not Batman.
I wouldn't buy him as a old-time outlaw.
No. Well, nor would I buy him as a gangster or a... He's the secret agent. He's the Mission Impossible guy. He's the...
Yeah, that suits him more.
He's
it's partly his look.
He's
you know,
the
Russell
Minority
Crowe
Report
has,
guy.
Is kind of a rough can, I don't know, he's not really rough looking, but he's more rough looking than
he's more Tom Cruise. Rugged.
He's not such a pretty boy.
Oh, ouch.
Right?
Sorry, Tom.
You say?
Sorry, Tom. Yeah, that's probably fair.
Oh, it was, okay, so it was filmed in Santa Fe.
New Mexico.
A Biquiu, whatever that is.
What?
Another name. And Galisteo.
Hmm.
The Bonanza Creek
Galisteo,
Ranch.
Maybe? Galisteo, probably.
Oh, maybe.
So it's Contention, the town that's shown in the film, was actually a ghost town. So they must have kind of prettied it up a little bit for the movie.
Yeah, but I guess...
Oh, this is interesting. After filming concluded, the owners of the Cerro Pelon Ranch petitioned to keep a $2 million expansion to the movie set on their property, which was supposed to be dismantled within 90 days. So the set of 310 to Yuma made up 75% of the overall sets on the ranch. Yeah, it's kind of cool. Very cool.
Looks like they reviewed it, and I don't doesn't say what.
So I guess if you wanted to see it, you could probably go check out this ranch and see some of the actual sets that were used in the movie.
I have a feeling they're charging admission.
I would think. I would think.
I would.
Yeah.
Sure, come film on my place.
Sure, invite the
Go
whole herd
it.
Down.
That's
see, what
right.
I did, see what I did there? Film received very positive reviews from critics overall. Not too surprising if you've heard anything about the movie. Rotten Tomatoes gave it 89% of critics gave the film positive reviews based on 192 reviews. So 89% average on 192 reviews is pretty awesome. Metacritic had the film with an average score of 76 out of 100 based on 37 reviews. So there you go. So the other thing, oops, now I hit the mic. Look at that, a big on the audio track there. It was actually, I'll just close off with this, I guess. The film was made in 2007, and it took us till 3 years later to see it, almost 4 years later. And it was there was a 1957 film that was also the same name. So it's the second adaptation, and it's from an Elmore Leonard short story called 310 to Yuma.
Well,
directed by James Mangold, produced by Kathy Conrad.
Who was in the original?
I don't have that here.
No wonder.
There you go.
Just curious.
So check it out. It's great. Even if you don't like, you know, it's like Red Dead Revolution. Even if you don't like Westerns, give it a try because it's got Christian Bale. It's got some great actors in it. The story is very well done. And as I said a little bit earlier, the cinematography is stunning, breathtaking.
Mm-hmm. I was just going to quickly give a rundown of all the activities our kids have been doing lately because we've been busy.
We have.
And that might explain to people why we've been a little absent.
Yeah.
Aside from you being sick.
Yeah.
But I don't know if we talked about their spring production at all, did we?
I don't know. I don't think so.
They both sang in the school choir.
Yeah.
And Emily was one of the narrators. And
yes.
They sang with their classes.
Yeah.
And that was a couple weeks ago. And then this week, Emily has a ballet exam.
Yeah.
Which she's been practicing hard for and going to extra practices for.
They've got their Easter thing at church coming up.
An Easter
They're
musical.
They're both acting in that.
In 3 weeks.
Singing in that.
4 weeks, 5 weeks, something like that. And they've had extra practices on Sundays for that. And
Did we mention
songs.
We have two dogs?
And Connor has his drama class.
Yes, Connor's taking an acting class.
In 2 weeks on the stage downtown at the Citadel Theater, which will be very fancy
very,
for him.
Very.
It's his grand stage
debut. His stage debut, exactly.
And then we'll get into competition season with Emily's dancing.
Which is quite an experience.
Yes.
It's like 2 weeks of craziness. We're actually going to Banff to stay over Mother's Day weekend.
While
Emily competes in some dancing, so
that will be fun. So yeah, it's
very
been
busy.
Very crazy busy. Emily's in; she's taking 7 classes with this extra ballet class that she was in. So
it's crazy,
running every night, and yeah, it's tiring, but it's worth it.
We're not as busy as Charlie Sheen, but then who is? Apparently, he's not that busy anymore.
Yeah, he won't be.
So thanks for tuning in, everybody. And as Michelle said, with me being sick and us being busy, we've been a little bit off and on the last few weeks or so, last month and a half or 2 months. But we're going to try and get back on track here a little bit with the show and get back into a little bit more of our previous formulas, previous regular segments. So
if we can.
If we can, yeah.
Let's not make any promises.
See, the problem is we always go, okay, let's prepare some content for this week. And then we go, oh, wow, we get busy. And then, you know, life gets in the way. Sometimes when you make plans, life gets in the way. But yes, that's what keeps it real. Keeps it fun. So, as always, thanks for tuning in, everybody, and have a great week, and enjoy your weekend, and we'll catch you next time. Bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to View from the Couch, a DVD Verdict podcast. View from the Couch is available exclusively on DVDverdict.com. Watch for new episodes every week. Thanks for your continued support. Kent and Michelle appreciate it. Be sure to visit DVDverdict.com for the latest in DVD and theatrical release reviews, DVD release information, talent interviews, event coverage, and much, much more.